This Week in Wealth is powered by Alpha Wealth Group. If you're serious about retirement and have saved $250,000 or more, call Alpha Wealth Group's Tom Fortino now, 630-934-1855 or alphawealthgroup.com. Alpha Wealth Group, retirement made simple.
This episode of This Week in Wealth is sponsored by Alpha Wealth Group. Tom Fortino is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered advisor. WGN Radio and RWA are not affiliated. Here's WGN Radio's Elise Glink and Alpha Wealth Group's Tom Fortino.
Good morning, Chicago. I'm Elise Glink, financial journalist, CEO of Best Money Moves, mainlining caffeine this Sunday morning.
Tom. I think that's a good thing. I hope. We'll find out.
We'll find out shortly.
And I'm Tom Fortino. I'm the founder and principal of the Alpha Wealth Group right here in the Chicagoland area.
So this is a big week. So far, we've seen the end of the official pandemic, according mm-hmm. to Anthony Fauci, which is, I'm sure, a relief for everybody. We've seen the stock market take a massive dive. Mm-hmm. That was the beginning of the week. And last week, we talked about the oh, crap moments of life, mm-hmm. the curveballs that you never thought about. I got a bunch of people who reached out to me after that show. What about you, Tom?
Yeah, I always have people that respond. It's great because with questions or they'll make a comment. Well, I'll be in a meeting and they'll say, yeah, I heard you talking about that. So, yeah, it's nice because we can help them out.
Yeah, no, it's important. If you've got a question for us or want to talk with Tom about your own personal finance situation, give him a call, 630-934-1855, or you can always go to alphawealthgroup.com. And you can ask for his, he's got a whole bunch of different kinds of retirement planning options. You can get his free income planning package or estate planning or asset planning, investment planning, and, of course, tax planning, all the five pieces of your retirement plan. But last week when we were talking about sort of these oh crap moments, the curveballs you never thought about, mm-hmm. the later in life divorce, when the market decides to just go into a prolonged bear market, you and I are always talking about guaranteed income. And the questions that I got last week were all about how do you think about that kind of guaranteed income, especially mm-hmm. when you've got inflation pushing costs and a guaranteed mm-hmm. income is probably fixed to a great extent. Annuities are part of that. I got mm-hmm. some questions this week about annuities and single premium immediate annuities. And I thought maybe we talk a little bit about this idea of, you know, what guaranteed or fixed income looks like in mm-hmm. an inflationary world and how annuities might factor into that.
Yeah, this is such a critical part, Elise, of anyone's plan. I think it's the kind of the cornerstone. Study after study, and I know you've cited them before, whether it's through Allianz or Zetti, these surveys, it's the number one concern among retirees, outliving their money or running out of money or income in retirement. And so this is so critical to the plan. If I said, hey, you know, we sat down and we looked at your plan and said, it looks like we can create income and you'll never run out. If you're married, you and your spouse will never run out of money. How would that make you feel? Probably pretty good. And so this is such a critical discussion to have when we talk about income. And it's important to understand income versus assets, right? You mentioned Social Security, pensions. And when we talk about income, and for today's discussion, those are things where that check comes in every week, regardless of what's happening in the market, regardless of how much you have in savings and investments. And these are income streams, and it's so important to create an income stream you cannot outlive. So that's where I say that's the difference. Let's talk about those things. Certainly, again, pension, lifetime income. Social Security, lifetime income. This other piece you're talking about, which you can use to add to that whole equation, is annuities. And there's a lot of misinformation, I think, on them, and it's tough because these could be a little complex. But to simplify, the way it works, and it can be done with retirement accounts, IRA money, non-IRA money, it's an investment product. The company provides you almost like a pension, really, a lifetime income. In fact, it can be a joint lifetime income that's paid throughout your lifetime, and it can be used to provide the income you need. So this is how annuities work. The ones, they've come a long way. They've evolved quite a bit. The immediate annuity I'm not typically a fan of because you basically give up your principal, right? So pensions are the way these some of these annuity companies work is more now than ever. They provide what they sometimes refer to as a withdrawal benefit or a guaranteed income in addition to the investment. So the investment, you in most cases, the ones I work with, you have an account value that doesn't go away. Right. Mm-hmm. So you still have that income that you can draw off it, regardless of what happens to the account value. And to the extent you don't go through the account, that goes to your children and grandchildren. Or if at some point you choose to say, I don't need the income, you have this what we like to sometimes refer to as a walkaway value. So you can create this part of your plan where you have the guaranteed income or joint lifetime income and still have an account value.
I think that that is obviously really fantastic. One of the questions that I have, and that I can't even take credit for this since I got this question this week, is, you know, I've got this now guaranteed income. I'm thinking about this guaranteed income, but my expenses are starting to outpace the income I planned for.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a mismatch out there, and I think the inflation stuff that's going on is really, you know, you set a plan in motion, and you and I have talked about this. You know, you get all these pieces together, and you set the plan in motion, and you've got the guaranteed income. Mm-hmm. But now inflation's 9%.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do when you start to have that mismatch where the income that you have coming in starts to not be enough to do the stuff you want to do because all of that's costing so much more?
Well, I would say now, you know, it's interesting. We have this inflation that we're dealing with. You think back, you know, not even that long ago where even the Fed was saying we can't even get it up to our target rate of over 2%. You know, inflation was, you know, for years and years and years we were going. Now all of a sudden it's just jumped and it's in our kind of, for lack of a better word, in our face here where we see it. Oh, okay. This is what inflation is. You know, for the last 20 years, people, oh, inflation, well, there's no inflation, right? And all of a sudden, well, there is inflation and it can come at, we talk about the old crap moments. But we're dealing with these inflation. We should always factor in inflation into our, especially with longevity, right? If you're now 30 years in retirement, certainly we have to be aware of inflation. I always factor that in when I'm testing someone's plan. But ways that you can do it, of course, one is we know the investments are typically the part of your plan that you can use to supplement your income. The market is one of the best, if not the best, ways to try to keep up with inflation, one. Number two, you can also structure annuities, where I sometimes refer to as laddering them, if you want to look at that. Some have inflation riders in them. Some, you, in most cases, every year you defer the income. Kind of similar to Social Security, the income is guaranteed to increase every year you defer them. So you could, again, yeah, so this is how you can structure an income. And there's so many ways to come at this. To just create a little more guaranteed income that you at least you know no matter what that's coming in every week.
So my mind is kind of exploding in a bunch of different ways. I have a whole bunch of questions, and I know we have to take a quick break for a commercial. So maybe we'll do that. But I definitely want to go over this idea that, first, you can get the inflation rider and what that would look like this year when inflation is officially like around 9%. Mm-hmm. Or this idea that you can defer the payment from an annuity and then what that does to it going forward. Because it occurred, I was thinking, why would I do this now? I don't need that income, but maybe this is a reason to do that. So listen, we're going to take a short break. Tom and I will be right back. You're listening to This Week in Wealth on 720 WGN. Hey, welcome back, everybody, to This Week in Wealth. I'm Elise Glink, CEO of Best Money Moves, my financial wellness company, and I'm here with Tom Fortino. He's founder and president of Alpha Wealth Group, and we are talking about your money in retirement that's guaranteed, or at least we hope it's going to be guaranteed. Mm-hmm. If you've got a question for Tom, 630-934-1855, or you can go to his website, alphawealthgroup.com. All right, so Tom, we were just talking about this idea of an immediate annuity and then other kinds of annuities, inflation-protected annuities. I should have known that there was just a cornucopia of choices here. Mm-hmm. That, you know, annuities that have inflation riders, so that would help with, you know, a situation like we're in right now where inflation is somewhere between 8.5% and 9%. And then you mentioned that there are annuities where if you don't take the payment, then it kind of, I guess, goes up forever. And that reminds me of Social Security, where if you don't take it until, you know, if you don't take it at your regular retirement age of, say, 66 or 67, and you wait until you're 70, you get a bump up every year where you don't take it. Mm-hmm. Is that what they're kind of structured like? Or why don't you explain those for a little bit?
Yeah, it's similar to that. I mean, of course, Social Security, that's an 8% delayed retirement credit. Every year it grows by 8% if you, you know, forego it. So you have a higher income. And it is similar in that sense. It's not exactly that. But yeah, most of the ones that I deal with, and there's a number of different companies out there, what happens is they have this income portion of the account. Again, keep in mind, you still have an account value. It's still invested. You're still trying to grow it. But you also have this income value that grows every year guaranteed. Now, again, it just depends on the company, depends on the product and what they offer. But what it will happen is every year that grows by a guaranteed percent. Again, it's going to vary. Sometimes it's 6%, sometimes it's 7%. So your payout rate goes up every year you defer. So what's nice about that is, you know, there may be some years the market does well and you'll say, you know what, I'm going to put this off another year. I'm going to let it grow. And now my guarantee, so I can say, you know, which I'm an investment advisor rep. We're fee-based fiduciaries. We manage, provide active money management. Can't say it on the managed side, but I can say with these products, they are referred to as a guaranteed income. So you are guaranteed that your income will increase every single year you defer, no matter what. That's a guarantee. It's going to go up if you wait. And so there's ways when we talk about why this income planning is so important is creating an income plan. What's your income plan? You know, again, we have Social Security. If you have a pension, this can be in some ways a private pension or your own personal pension because it is a guaranteed income. And, you know, you should get information on it. I'm not saying it's better than or worse than. It's not. That's kind of the wrong way to look at it. It's just different as opposed to you have an account at Fidelity. There technically is no guaranteed income. Is there probability the money will last? Maybe, but it's just not guaranteed. So does it make sense to take a portion of the investments to create the income you need throughout your life? That's something to look at. Again, I'm more than happy to send out information to anybody who wants it, but I would suggest you look into it. You deserve to have the information because everyone has an opinion, as you know. So want to understand how they work.
Yeah, we all do. I know costs are a big concern for people. I know that, you know, you and I have had this conversation before, I think months ago, where you told me that mm-hmm. the prices have become a whole lot more competitive, which is good because I think, you know, there were times at the beginning of the annuity, you know, fields, I don't know, a couple of decades ago where, you know, you would pay 15% up front. You know, some huge amount mm-hmm. of money would go out of the total amount you had to invest, and it would go into these things. Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit more about how people are compensated. You know, what does that compensation structure look like? And I think it'll help our listeners sort of understand sure. a little more about how they work.
Yeah, the ones I'm talking about, again, as you were saying earlier, Elise, you have immediate annuities, you have fixed annuities, which are like CDs, you have variable annuities, which I'm not suggesting. These typically I stick with what are called indexed annuities. They're considered fixed because your principal is protected. Now, when you put money into these, every penny goes in. They do not deduct. There's no load. There's no, you know, sales load up front that is taken out. So every dollar you put in goes in. Now, throughout the year, especially if you have an income benefit that I'm talking about. Again, this is ballpark. Mm-hmm. I'm just giving you a general. Generally, it's about a 1% per year fee. That's about it, really. There's not much more to it, but that's for the guaranteed income. And so, again, variable annuities have much typically have higher fees.
I was just going to say, you know, 1% for management of money, you know, so people understand, that's actually a reasonable amount. If you give somebody... Mm-hmm. An investment got person, let's say, and a registered investment advisor, you're an RIA, you know, 1% is not a bad amount if they're growing your money for you. You know, if, obviously, if they're mm-hmm. losing money for you, that's a lot to pay. But if they're growing it, you know, 1% is a lot. And when you get a lot of money, that number may go down. If you have less money, sometimes a little bit higher than that. But it's a fair price as opposed to 10 or 12%. Which is what, you know, people used to pay when annuities were first invented. So how do you go and buy an annuity? How do you think about it when you're talking to your clients and you're going to plug in, you know, different things? Like, you know, do you buy them from directly from, let's say, a Fidelity or a Charles Schwab? Do you buy them from somebody like you, a registered investment advisor or a fee-only financial planner? How does that work?
I mean, you can buy them. You know, I happen to be life insurance licensed. I have been for over 25 years in addition to being an investment advisor representative. But so you can buy them directly from someone who's licensed in that area. I'm independent, so, you know, I could use whatever companies I think that provide the best benefit to the individual and are most suitable for that person. Sometimes you can talk to them about that. They may offer these products. Usually it's limited, but you know, if you're working with someone, ask them. Find someone who's licensed and can and provide these products and do, you know, again, who's independent and can provide different right. options for you.
One of the reasons that I really like having somebody like you, a registered investment advisor, or somebody who really understands the big picture, is that this is only one piece, right? This is one part. Mm-hmm. And you may need this, you may not need this, it may be helpful, maybe in a different variety. Remember that typically if you're married, you're not just planning for yourself, you're planning for your spouse. If you're thinking about what you're going to leave to your kids, that factors into these decisions. Like, no, if there's one message I can get across to all of our listeners today, is that this is one piece in a myriad of things that have to go into a proper plan. And I think if the last 2 years have shown us anything, is that you have to plan for things you could have never imagined. And so you have to look at all of the different options to figure out how you're going to get across the finish line, which in this case is, you know, for the rest of your life and the rest of your life of the people who depend on you. So, you know, as you're thinking about the week that you had, Tom, you know, or the last few weeks, you know, and as you think about how you've helped your clients through the last 2 years, now that this pandemic is officially over, you know, what are some of those lessons about that you've seen come forward where how, you know, the proper kind of deep planning and the thinking about it has really saved people?
Well, you know, it's all about understanding. And I've said there was a study done that showed that most people think this is confusing. The retirement planning is confusing. I think it was a Harris poll. And so the bottom line in anything is to understand these pieces of your plan, because if you can provide clarity and confidence to someone's retirement plan and they say, I get it, this is what, you know, the Social Security decision, understanding how to try to, there's no perfect answer, maximize your Social Security benefits. Couple that with, should I use an annuity, which we're talking about today, to add even more guaranteed lifetime income so I can sit back and say, I know what my those monthly checks are coming in. I can check the box and then understand those other aspects of what is appropriate for that other piece, because I'd like to say you have the income. You also have investments where you can pull out $10,000 and go on a trip or give money to children or grandchildren. That's what's nice and that's what's fun when you provide those things and you understand it and you got a plan. And that's what it's all about.
I think it's really nice when you can add up all the columns and say, right, I'm getting $800 a month from this and $2,700 a month mm-hmm. from this and, you know, another $3,000 a month from this. And you get it all together and suddenly you actually have enough money to meet today's budget. Hopefully some of that will index for inflation. You know, Social Security sure. will at least a little. And hopefully healthcare costs don't run away to some sort of crazy place. And hopefully you've worked on the expense side as well, where you're toning down how much you're actually spending, or at least making sure that the income and the expenses are in check. Mm-hmm. I just did that for somebody who wrote into our column this week. She's wants to trade up from her townhouse to a single level house that's slightly bigger, and she's put it off for 2 years. Well, it's just gotten so much more expensive for her. And as a retiree, she's got to think about that. So I assume coming up in the next few weeks, we'll start talking again about expenses now that we've got inflation boosting everything. But in the meantime, this has been hugely helpful for me personally, Tom, which is what this half hour is all about.
Well, yeah, it's all about providing ideas for whoever it right. helps, right?
Whoever.
Whomever. But yeah, it's good to know that there's some items. Like I said, if we can just give you one idea or something that's going to cause you to motivate you to look a little deeper into something that can benefit you and your family, hey, that's a good show.
Well, be sure to give Tom a call. I'm sure he can help you too. 630-934-1855 or go to alphawealthgroup.com. I'm Elise Glink here with Tom Fortino. We are at the end of our time again, Tom, but we'll be back again next week for another edition of This Week in Wealth. You can always listen to past episodes at WGNradio.com, and we will talk to you again soon. Tom, have a great week.
You too, Elise.
Tom. Tom Fortino is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered advisor. Alpha Wealth Group, WGN, and RWA are not affiliated. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with professionals specialized in fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate, and when redeemed, may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Retirement Wealth Advisors. Insurance and annuities offered through Alpha Wealth Group, licensed in Illinois.